Okay, we started yesterday's sugya of Klai, which comes from Derech Agav, Mamish Derech Agav, only to say a touch of a word. So they have two areas of Yediyah. One has to do with the Klayim, and the other has to do with the fact that he's Chayav Bachriyusa, with the Dinei Mamedes Shabbai. So let's start today talking with the Dinei Mamedes, Taisus on the Yomid Beis. Then we'll see, whatever time remains, we'll talk a little about Klayim as well. Gemara on the Yomid Beis says that Lo Godra Harizek Kideish Chayav Bachriyusa. That if I cause your tefillah to become klayim, so I'm chayiv b'achriyus, I'm chayiv to pay for it. Now Tosfos here talks about hezek sheni nikar. Before that, I just want to mention something I didn't understand here. In order to be klayim, as I said yesterday, you need three things. You need the arvuvia. You need the fact that the Tvua and the Gefen are next to each other. You need that he's nichalei, that the person says, I'm not putting up a wall, it's okay with me. And you need that it should grow 1/200th. If all those three things happen, then it becomes klayim. Let's say you and I are neighbors. I have Gefanim and you have Zerad. If I would have decided, I'm nicha, I don't care, I don't want a wall. But you are planning to put up a wall. Let's say the Baal HaZeroim says, me, Klayim, never. And you decide to put up a wall, so it's not going to become awesome. Even if the wall's not up yet. You call a contractor and you call someone down to put up a wall. And in the meantime, it grows 1/200th, it's not going to become awesome. Because if the Baal HaZeroim is not nicha, then his rum can't become klayim. So I didn't understand in this Gemara why the fact that it became klayim, we're dumping all on the Baal HaGefanim as his responsibility. And he is responsible. He's the one that's supposed to put up the wall. But when it became Aser, why are you blaming him? If the Baal HaZeroim would have not been miyayish from putting up a guda, he would have put up a wall. Then it wouldn't have been Zeroyim. Aftini is to the Heter. He has a problem. But let's say the Baal HaGefanim is a Russian. He's not going to put up a wall. Then Aveira is a terrible thing. Bezin said put up a wall. He didn't put up a wall. Lamaisa, the Baal HaZeroyim, is being over on Klayim if he's Nicha, that there's no wall. He has Zeroyim planted right next to a carrot. And for him, it's an Isser. So when it's his job not to be Nicha. So if it's his job not to be nicha, so then why am I chayav to pay for the klayim? It's his nichusa that made the klayim. Why do I have to pay for his rohim? It's his nichusa that made it into klayim. So this is the kuda I don't understand in our Gemara. I understand that the Baal HaKerem is mechuyav to build the wall. That's the Ramban said it's his job. And they warned him. And they warned the Baal HaKerem. And he said, I don't care. But still, why does he have to pay for the Zeroyim becoming Klayim? The Zeroyim only became Klayim because the Baal HaZeroyim decided, I'm not putting up a wall. I'm nicha with it. So I have the clue that I understand.
It's not his responsibility to put up a wall.
So we're talking in a case where he says, I give over the responsibility. So what's the deal? If I own a Zeroyim and a Kerem, I own everything. And I call up a contract and I tell him, please put a wall. He says he will. So I'm not Nicha. I think he's putting up a wall. He slaps. He doesn't put it up. So that's not Nichusa. When he tells me, if the contractor tells me I'm not doing the job, then I'm Mechuyev to do something or else it's a Nichusa. So in this case, I'm the Baal HaZeroyim. I go over to the Baal HaKerem. I say, you're putting up a wall? Monashah. The Baal HaKerem says, I'll put it up. So my Zeroyim don't become Aser. It's no different than if I call a contractor to put it up. So Elamai, the Baal HaKerem told me, I'm not putting it up. So I'm a Baal HaZeroyim. I'm my Zeroyim. I have to put up a wall. At the moment, I don't have to. but at klayim I have to put it up.
I told him to go ahead and do it, and he said, I'll do it.
I'll do it when I get back to
him. He didn't tell me he's going to do it like that. He told me, I'll take care of it. And then he said to himself, I'll shut up, so it became up to him.
If the Balakarim said, I'm going to do it right away.
He told him, I'll take care of it.
So I have a right to understand that means he'll take care of it right away. Well, I think it means he'll take care of it later when he gets to it. He didn't take it later when he gets to it, and that's awesome. Now you have to do it right away. So I don't understand what's going through the Balas Ram's mind. He told the Balakarim to it.
You know what happened to him? The guy said, I'll take care of it. And the way he took care of it was by doing it with Shachol.
So how did the Balas Ram understand? Does he take care of it immediately or later?
The right way.
The right way. So it's not awesome. The Balas Ram himself is not nicha with this. So why
is it? He said his Ram is not also with the club, but the Karam is also.
Am I going to say that the Ram is not also and the Karam is also? It's interesting. I don't know. How could this Ram be also?
If the Bala Karam is the job to take care of the walls, if it doesn't take care of everything, comes back also.
So that means when I tell the Bala Karam, I sort of give over my das to him. Whatever his das counts as if it's my das.
It's his job.
I wonder if it's that way.
Sorry. Didn't know about it.
The Balakarim didn't know. His Ram can't be Aser.
The Balakarim knew about it.
So I don't know if the Karim will become Aser and his Ram not.
Possibly.
Maybe.
The Balakarim is a possibility. That's just possible. He says, I can. Maybe it's
going to
be different by
Pentakdish Amalei Azara. Zera is
awesome.
It's just a karma. The klayim is on both. There's Rama klayim and the karam is klayim. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to pay. The only reason you have to pay is because he asked it as Ram. Here is a kiddush. Kiddush means it became also. Kiddush at four, Rashi says. Pentukdash Amalaya Hazara. He said it. They took about the Kamasa. Question. What?
Given the vine moves, the wheat does. The vine goes wherever it can.
Okay, and therefore what? Okay, but now the Balas Ram, do his Ram become Aser if he doesn't have Nichusa? Sizra Karmacha Kloyim, Pentigda Shamalaya Hazara. Ashet Israel, was like Aaron. Finish the passage, they both come in. So I don't understand. To me, it seems the Balas Ram did it to himself. Unless, like you say, that when the Balas Ram calls the Balakarim and says, you take care of it, the Balakarim, he sort of gives over his das to the das of the Balakarim. It's a little hard to understand. If he thinks the Balakarim is taking care of it properly, then what's the difference what the Balakarim is really doing? As long as he thinks he's taking care of it properly, it shouldn't be us. All right, so this is the kudah I don't understand, but Lomaisa, the Gemara says that the Balakarem has to pay for the loss of the Zerayim. The Tfudak Rose becomes Asa Bahanoah, as I said yesterday. The Nisi Stam Klayim and Kalei Akarem is that Stam Klayim is Asa Bahachila and Kalei Akarem is Asa even Bahanoah. So you have to pay the value. So Tosis is bothered that this should be Hezek Sheni Nikah. Before we start Tosis, I'd like to tell you what the din is by Hezek Sheni Nikah. The din of Hezek Sheni Nikah is not, the Mishnah is not in any of the bothers. Matter of fact, not even said in the Zikin. It's a Masechtas Gittin, and Daftun Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamatama, Bahamadama, Bahamanasech. Three examples. Of hezek that's not nikkur. Metame, make someone think tame. Medame means you mix truma into his chulin. Umenasech, or you make it yayin nasech. Shelchaveira. Bemezid chayiv, b'shoigeg patur. That's the din of hezek shayin nikkur. Bemezid yachayiv, b'shoigeg your patur. As the Gemara says, what's pshat? Ogam mud loylam, a person's chayiv, mezid and shayiv the same. What do you mean mezid chayiv and shaygeg potter? So there are two pshatim in the Gemara. Chizkiah says that really in the Torah yechayiv, say mezid, say shaygeg. Because Chizkiah holds hezek sheni nikar, shmei hezek. So So according to Chizkiya, if you metame someone's thing in our Torah, you're always chayiv. But Chazal v'chayshish that the person who did it is not going to want to tell me. He was metame my Torah, he's not going to tell me, so he's going to have to pay. Yeah, if he did it b'mezid, he's a Rasha, he's not going to tell me anyway. But if he did it b'shaygeg, he's really an honest person. Just doesn't want to lose money. So he's not going to tell me. So Chazal pater the shaygeg. Midrabanan, we said a shaygeg is pater k'day shi'idiyayim. So that he should let him know. Okay. Follow? L'chizkiya hezek nikashmei hezek. And shaygeg is pater because of the tikkun d'rabanan. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Hezek Sheini Nikr, Lav Shmei Hezek. Really, Min HaTorah, Hezek Sheini Nikr is Pater. Why is it Pater? So, we learned above a Kama, the Kuntrasei Shiurim said, the first piece of Bava Kama is on Hezek Sheini Nikr, is on Hezek, because the Hezek Sheini Nikr, that the Torah, any Hezek that the Torah didn't say a Chiyuv, you're Pater. The Torah only said chiyuvim by hezek nikr. Hezek sheni nikr, therefore, the Torah yapat. Rabbanan came along. And they said, kidei shelo yehei kol echad ve'echad hoylech umetamei ta'aroysav shal chaveray. Everybody who gets into a fight with someone else will go and be metame his things. Because he's potter. So if you want to get at someone, you have a trick. How you can be potter. So therefore, Chazal midrabbanan made a takana that amazed is chayiv, and the shaygeg is part. Now, we're going to see in a minute, knowing Rabbi Yechanan's reason is very important for our sugya, our taisvis. Again, Rabbi Yechanan, who we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan, I love Rabbi Yechanan Mechaveira, we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan, that min ha-Torah hezik sheni nikar, lav shmei hezik, min ha-Torah it's totally potter. Rabbanan said, shalai yikal echa ve'echa ha-Hailach, ha-Mitam et ha-Resu shalcha ve'erai, v'drabbanan dizachim. This is Rabbi Yechanan Shid. Frag Tosfos, Chayv Vechir Yusay. Af Agav, Sheinin Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. Even though we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan, that Hezek Sheinin Nikar is not a Hezek, so why here are you Chayv? So you can answer me, you're Chayv because it's amazing, and Rabbanu won the second. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Nira Lari, Dahai Choshev Hezek Nikar. Shari nikar hu shehu klayim kisharaya gafanim besade umetame afa pi sharaya asheretz alata kisharaya gafanim besade. Tosfos says that this is hezek nikar. Anybody who looks could see that is a mixture of gafanim is right. Ay metame, it's also nikar. Umetame afa pi sharaya asheretz alata haris like chashem hezek nikar miyadeh hukshuru. That's Taisa Shita. That our Gemara is Hezek Nikr. Why is it Hezek Nikr? Because anybody who looks could tell that it's a Mazik. This Taisvis is a Chiddush Atzum. If you learn Gittin, you learn the Sugi of Hezek Sheni Nikr, you would not say this way. What's Pashup Shat if a Hezek is Nikr or not? What does it depend on? Pashup Shat. Huh? In the Chayfitz HaNizik. Pashup Shad, that's what Rashi says in Gittin. And that's what the Rambam says when he brings the halacha. Hezek Nikr means there's a change that's noticeable in the thing that's nizikt. The thing that's damaged is cut up, it's squashed, it's ruined in one way or another, it's burnt. Hezek Nikr means if you look at the thing that's damaged, you see that it got damaged. There's a change in the item. Lashna Ramba, Hezek Sheni Nikra is Loi Nishtana Hadavar, for Loi Nistat Surasai. Loi Nishtana Hadavar, Loi Nistat Surasai. Nothing changed in the physical thing. So I'm a Taman apple. The apple looks the same as it looked before. That's Hezek Sheni Nikra. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and the Ramba. Tosfos holds Hezek Nikr does not require a shinoi in the thing that was damaged. As long as somebody looking could tell by circumstances, by looking and seeing the circumstances, he could tell that this was ruined, That's hezek. That's called hezek nicker. Nafkamin is klayim. Klayim. If I plant a karam next to your tefillah, Tosis holds it's hezek nicker. Your tefillah is ruined. Anybody who looks could tell your tefillah is no good. It's next to the gefen. Rashi and the Rambam will hold that that's hezek nicker. That's hezek sheinei nicker. You can't see any nifsat surasa in the gefanim or in the tefillah. The tefillah looks like tefillah, and the gefen looks like gefen. So Rashi and the Rambam will hold. Rabbi Chanan brings us the Ramban Shita as well, that our sugya of klayim is hezek sheinei nicker. Why you chayiv here? Konsur Rabbanan, like Rabbi Yechanan says, the Agamar is talking out to knas. Konsur Rabbanan, and we're talking dafki you did it b'mezid, and it's a knas. But zehu, that is the nafkamina between the two of them. If klayim is a hezek nicker, Chanan says another nafkamina. If you put a sheretz on kachin, kachin doesn't have to be mukshel kabel tuma. Someone puts a sheretz on kachin, I would have said, if you have wet peiris, you put a sheretz on wet peiris, everyone could see it's mukshel kabel tuma. It's wet. You put a sheretz on wet peiris, it's hezek nicker. But I'll answer you in a minute. 1 second. So if you put a sheretz on wet peiris, or you put a sheretz on kachin, like Tosfos, that's hezek nicker. Anybody who looks at it knows, and looks at it knows the halacha, knows that it's damaged. And Rashi and Rambam say no, like nifsat sarasai, the thing itself didn't change. Now, we'll get back to Tosfos in a minute. There are additional nafkaminis, kama v'kama nafkaminis. Between the two, Rabbi Chanan, interesting, brings two nafkaminas, one which is a kula light one side, and one which is a kula light the other. If his first example, you put a sheretz on kachim, so then that hezek nicker light, like who, like Taisvis, that hezek sheni nicker like Rashi in the Rambam. He says, if your tzayrim oznai shall behemoth kachim. If you go over to a behem of kachim and you cut a nick into the ear. Now, if this animal be chulin, it went down in value zero. If the animal has a nick in its ear, it doesn't have a nick in its ear, it doesn't change its value one penny. So what happens if I go over to your animal, and you said zuchatos, and I go and I make a mum, and now you can't use it for your carbon. Do I have to pay you? So like, which sheet did you, is it hezek nicker? Here, like Tosfos, is this a hezek nicker? It's not a hezek nicker. Why? Because someone looking who sees me make a cut in the ear of my friend's animal doesn't see any damage. You can't see it's a chatas. Like Tosfos, this would be an example of Dr. Bochanan of hezek she'enei nicker. Like Rashi and the Rambam. It's nifsat surasai. It's a shinu in the nizik. And the Hilay Rashi Rambam, it is hezek nicker.
Why is a sheretz on kachim? How is it nicker than it's kachim?
How is a sheretz on kachim nicker than it's kachim? You're right. It would only be if you put a sheretz on kachim in the Beis HaMikdash, where there's no cholim. There's only kachim there. You're right. Because the Gemara is not talking about kachim. We're talking about cholim. Bachan is trying to think up an afkamina. Right. So when it's not in the base of Midrash, it has a sheni nicker. Rabbi Chan is trying to come up with a case where it's nicker. You're right. Stam kachim is talking about nicker.
So what? Same thing. The behem in the base of Midrash is nicker.
Yeah. Well, so you would have a behem in a place where it's kachim. Bachan would be nicker.
Even if everybody knows, we know it's
kachim,
there's no difference in the
look
of the kachim.
In which case,
it's a sheretz,
right?
Everybody knows it's kachim.
Right, like Rashi, it matters niftatzarasai. Like Rashi, all that matters is if it's niftatzarasai, if it's physically changed or not. That's Rashi Shita. Like Tosfos, the circumstances come into play. I'm not sure how we passed him, but I think I have a raya or two that it could be we passed him like Tosfos. Tosfos is the big chiddush. If you ask somebody what's Hezek Nicker, they'll tell you that's not Hezek Nicker, Klein. Klein Hezek Nicker is if you change something. So I have two rayas, I don't know, they're just examples of Hezek Nicker in the Shulchan Aruch. And there's a halacha, and it's in Grad and Hilchas Avelos, but there's a halacha in Yaradeya that if there's a mace and you throw a beged on a mace to decorate the mace or to decorate the aron, that is osa b'hanah. That cloth is osa b'hanah. Kol tashmishei ha-mace or osa b'hanah. We learn that in Xeris HaKosov. Shom shom e'egla rufa. Matoma shom miriam. So we learn that shom shom e'egla rufa. That all tashmishei ha-mace are osa b'hanah. It says in Shulchan Aruch, "Haya avi ve'imai mazrikin olav v'kelim mitzvah lahatzilo." You have parents who also brachin that the child died, and they're throwing fancy clothing on top of the aron to decorate the aron. Everything is going to become osabahana, mitzvah lahatzilo. It's a mitzvah to stop them. You're allowed to take away the begadim from them that they shouldn't throw it on the aron. You catch it in midair before it lands on the aron, and it's a mitzvah la'atzila. The Rama says that once you took it away from him, the father is also brachin over his child's death. He's throwing a fancy baguette on top of the aron. I'm standing there. I take it away from him. Nasa olav shomer. I become a shomer. If I give it back to the parent before the parent calms down, I give it back to the parent. The parent throws it on the aron. I have to pay. I have to pay for giving the beged back to him because it's chasar my shmira. I put it in a place where it's going to get damaged. I gave it back to the owner of the beged. I took it away from the father. I said, "Don't throw it on the aron. You're going to come asabana." I returned it to him. He throws it on the aron. I have to pay it. Is that Hezek Nicker or Hezek Sheina Nicker? The beged on the aron. That damage is Hezek Nicker to the beged? It's Hezek Sheina Nicker. Pashit. Huh? No. Oh, that's the answer. That's Talia Machlaik's Rashi and Taisvus. No, if I throw a beged on an aron, my Rashi, it's like nisatzurasa, it didn't change. It's any nicker. Quite to Tosfos, it's nicker. Anybody who looks sees. That's also b'hana. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And yet, I'm chayiv forgiving it to him, even though it became damaged with a hezek sheni nicker. So Dov is saying, I'm chayiv because of chasar shmira, you say. As we say. But you can't be right, I'll tell you why. If I would take the baguette and throw it on the aron, like Rashi, I'd be potter. So I can't be more chayiv if I put it in a place where it's going to get thrown on the aron. My chasar shmira was not a chasar shmira that's going to get damaged by fire. My chasar shmira was, I put it in a place where it's going to get thrown on the aron. What? It's true. Because then, but if I myself, I grab this baguette. If I would throw it on the aron, like Rashi Avi Potter, yeah. Why? Doesn't Paskin? If you Paskin like Rashi, what I'm saying is, this Ramah is going to be mukhlis like Tosfos. Because if you're Paskin like Rashi, You're saying Hezek Sheni Nikar, this type of Eini Nikar is not Nikar. If you pass them like Rashi, if I would throw your beggar on the mace, I would be part of it. No? It says Hezek Sheni Nikar like Rashi.
Yeah, but again, it's the same thing as
you say.
So in my spirit,
it's like it's telling it. But I can't be more chayiv al tashomer than al tamazik. If I would come to your house and take your bag and throw it on the mez, okay, I don't know. I know the mez is double shem shloim, but let's say it would be shy. If I would take you, I would be a mazik. I would come to your house and throw it on top of the bag, on top of the mez. I'd be potter. So al tashomer, you think I could be more chayiv? I think so.
Go back to our old theory, the chiyuv to return is a chiyuv. I have to give it back to you. It's the case of Aveda. There's a chiyuv. If I don't know who belongs to it, I can't give it back either of them. Same thing over here. I have a chiyuv to give this baguette back to the person who I the father.
Right.
If I give it back to the shot that he's throwing it on, that he's going to throw it back on, I never, it was Mekayim, I have a chiyuv to give it back to him.
So let me ask you a question. If I do a hashava in a way that no hesed nikkur is going to happen to it, all that's going to happen to it is a davar sheni nikkur. I'm chayiv for turning it that way, even though it's tzaddik mazik, I would be potter. If I be mazik in myself, I'd be potter.
But
if I give it to someone,
give it back to him, and you never have your
fear. Maybe you're right. To me, in svara, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that a chiyuv shomer is more than a chiyuv mazik. So if I give it back in a way that it's safe from everything except the hezek sheni nikkur, that's chesaron in giving it back. Right, let me try my second raya. Adi Rabbi, I think Tosis is a chiddush. I'd be very surprised if he passed that Tosis. Okay.
Why is the regular?
Well, just like if I'm mitame taris, it's tame. Hezek Sheni Nikkur is only a Chesha Mishpatik expression. But in Yardei Dikadin, if I'm a Tamit, it's Tamei, and if I throw it on a mace, it's Asaba Noah. Hezek Sheni Nikkur is only a Din in Dine Teshlumen, what I have to pay for. But as far as it becoming Asr, Matame, Medami, Menasach, all do become Asr. In Hilchos Shechita, there's a Shaila, if a Sheikhit Sheft somebody else's Behema, and afterwards finds that his knife is poggle. The shechita knife has to be perfectly smooth. If the shechita knife has any bump in it, whether it's a bump up or a bump in, an indentation, the knife is not good for shechita. So here, if someone checked the knife, it was good. He shefted the animal. The halacha is you have to check it afterwards, and afterwards he finds a pagam. Now we really don't know if the pagan came before the shechita, during the shechita, before the cutting of this tusimanim, or afterwards. Could be the knife hit the mefrekes, hit the neck bone, and it became pogam afterwards. But halach is, since we don't know, we're matrif. We're matrif the bird. The question is, does the shechit have to pay for messing up the shechita? Why is he messed up the shechita? So the Taz in Simid Yud Ches, Sif Katan Ches, brings B'shem de Lavush that the sheikhet has to pay. L'maisa, he messed up the bird. He's going to trade this, he has to pay. The Taz argues, because the Taz says it's only a suffix nevela. Because really, it could be he did a good shechita. It's possible he did a good shechita, and the knife got the pagam by hitting the neck bone afterwards. So it's possible it was a good shechita. So altsdinei nevela, safik derais lechumra, you have to throw out the bird. But as far as tashlumin, hamaitzim lechaveri all over Ryan, the sheikh could say, prove to me that it's a bad shechita. And since he can't prove it to him, so the sheikhet is potter. So Tazich and Lavush are arguing if he's chayav a potter, based nothing to do with asugya, based on whether it's a vada yisur or a safik yisur. L'chaira, this is a Hezek Sheni Nikah. It's not possible to see on a bird a trephis of a pagam in the knife. Well, what the pagam in the knife does, instead of slicing it, it pulls it. It catches the simen and pulls it instead of slicing it. But you can't check the bird afterwards and see if the shkita was good. It looks the same. A sheichet who shechts with a knife that's pogum. He takes a knife that has a pagam in it and he shechts. In the bird itself, I don't believe you'll see any mashu of a shimri. In the knife, you'll see a shimri. It's a pagam. But in the bird, you won't see a shimri. And yet, the Levush says Yechayiv, and the Taz Pater is because it's a Safik. One second, Vaistais, this is called Hezek Nikr. Everyone holds it's Hezek Nikr. Why is it Hezek Nikr? Let's think. According to Rashi and the Rambam, you need a Shinui in the thing that was damaged. There's no Shinui in the thing that was damaged. It should be Hezek Sheni Nikr. It only makes sense like Tosfos. According to Tosfos, has a knicker. Someone looks and sees a knife that's pogum and a shechting a bird. He's going to say it's a trefa for bird. Sounds to me like the Levush and the Taz, who consider this a hezek knicker, would pass it like Tosfos. This raya is a good raya at least. Taz only says he's a potter because he holds it's a suffix if the pagam happened afterwards or before. But he's minded that if the shechet took a sack in pogum and shechted, that you'd be chayiv to pay. Chayiv, this is a good raya. Not a good raya. Well, not a good raya. Don't tell me the shechet is a shomer when he gave him the bird. Hezek is. But it's my knife. I'm allowed to be mazik my knife. It's my knife. I have to pay because I damaged your animal. No?
Or
I have to pay for the bird.
If I touch a shavuot, it doesn't make a chilul.
If I use it in a knife, or I take a carbon knife, it doesn't make a chilul. My action, I took a knife and I sliced the animal's neck, is nicker. The action that I did is
nicker. But that's not a hezek. Slicing an animal's neck is not a hezek. It's not a hezek. Only when it does the good thing, but the mice is nicker.
What I did to the animal was an improvement. It's what the owner had requested. You're saying that I damaged it because it was pogum. To me, I'm not chayav because I shechted it. I'm chayav because I shechted it with a second paguma.
Somebody shechted the hamer, a carbon, and he had in mind
If we pass like Rashi, the Rambam, I'll agree with you. Because I'll be stuck. So we have to find somewhere in Chesh Mishpah where it says Klar if we pass me. What?
Why isn't he a Shomer? He's a poil that's hired to do.
Oh, you're saying he's a Shomer?
He's giving us. I want to empty the.
Could the Shomer be more Chayiv than a Mazik? I don't understand. Let's say you give me something to watch. Let's say you give me something to watch. And I'm Metamid. You think I'm Chayiv? That's what comes out by you. If you give me something to watch, Mira, then I'm Metamid, Bedamu, Manasachit. I'm chayiv. If you didn't give it to me to watch, I'd be potter. And if you give it to me to watch, and I do it myself, or if somebody else does it, I'm also chayiv. Maybe you're right. It's a chiddush. It will be a chiddush. Maybe. You gave it to me to watch, I have to make sure it doesn't become tamei. Maybe you're right. I don't know if a shaykhid is a shaymer. A shaymer is only chayiv from when the owner goes away. I don't understand anything.
It's
not a shame.
If he's supposed to deliver something by a certain day, he hired him to make certain things as a chasana, but he delivers it late, he's tired for it. So the same thing as a poem. He's hired to make this meat kosher, and he did not do it. He did not give it back.
He damaged the meat.
Eatable.
So you think if a worker is metame the meal that he's going to have to pay, as you say.
Buyer is high to deliver the meal that he could eat.
When he's metamed,
then
he has to pay.
Even without the guy's
taking kosher animals, and he's doing a mic, which is making a trick. It's a hacker. Taking from kosher to trick. And by the client, he's not doing anything, and it's going from good to bad. They didn't do any mice, they didn't do any action. It looks the same as before.
You're saying that the mice shchita is really what it's chayav for. Any mice shchita, it doesn't make it kosher, you're chayav for the mice shchita.
It's a hacker. We have to kosher animal to trade right away.
Maybe you're right.
My client is nothing. The client went from one thing to another.
I don't have a third raya, so if you're right, if we pass by Rashi and the Rambam, then these two rayas, nothing else. No, because that's an improvement. If I take your raw, your live bird, and I do a good shechita on it, I cut the neck, I improved it. Well, you have to sort it. I'm a shechita. I'm not a. If he stops. Well, if he stops and he gives it back to the owner, so the owner should. I think so. What about a good shechita? He shechts properly. He shechts it and he tells the owner, you know what, I don't want to salt it, I don't want to cook it, you finish it. You know, chickens you don't have to check, birds you have to check, but you get someone else to check. He's not chai because he didn't check it. He's chai because he was putting it. He shechted it with a knife that's putting it. The end of Taisus, which is really the Shitas Rashi Var Rambam, Taisus says, Ein Loima. Hachinami had a hezek she'enei nikar v'konsu. Oh, 1 second. Maybe I do have a third raya. Let's see. Taisus says, Hachinami had a she'enei nikar v'konsu k'may b'metame. Maybe this is the way Rashi and the Rambam learn. Agamare is hezek nikar. Hezek she'enei nikar. Rashi and the Rambam know. Because the klayim didn't change. Why do I have to pay? Because I'm amazed. Konsu. So Tosis, no, you can't say that pshat. Why are you afraid that he's going to be ha'ilach b'tami teresu shachaveirai? Balakerem nami mafsid. They're both losing. So you can't be chayshin me. I'm going to go plant a kerem near your tvua. I'm losing just like you're losing. So it's like Tosis. Tosis holds you can't say tzadik sheni nigger, and you're paying because of this tekuda. Because you're a mezid is chayiv. You know what Taisa says? If it's a hezek sheni nikar, which you only have to pay because of a knas, they only counted you because the chayshin shalaye kalechem haylochem etami teresu shachavera. But we both lose. Then the hezek sheni nikar, the rule doesn't apply. Then hezek sheni nikar mezid is potter. You follow? If I'm etami your taris, I'm afsid you. So they canceled me, I have to pay. If I plant klayim next to your zeraim, like Rashi and the Rambam, we're saying it has a sheni nikar. So Taisa says, you'd be potter, even the mezid. Because it can't be chayshid people, they're going to run around planting zeraim by someone else's klayim, or kerem by someone else's, because they both lose. And when they both lose, there's no knas on the mezid.
Maybe he doesn't care.
So when that chayshu tereches is out there making say where a person says I'll lose my money, so you should lose money that they weren't didn't make it. What?
The
cost of the
building
of
the tent is more than the cost of the damage of the two shuras that get damaged. So maybe again, it's amount to do amazing.
Okay, but to make a knas on everybody to be hailuch
with
time to
rest. It's only people who don't build the fence anymore. People who don't build the fence because they have other people.
Alright, so it could be that's how Rashi and the Rambam would answer. There's a Shaila in the Shar HaMelech. If you lend me a flesh of a pot, I'm cooking. And your pot, you're lucky. I don't want to say lent it to me because you can tell me you're right, he's a Shaver. So let's say you're cooking in your flesh of a pot. And I go and I stick in my milchika spoon in your flesh of a pot and I stir the pot. Do I have to pay the cost of Hagola? Or for that matter, the cost of the food? Food becomes treif. Am I obligated to pay you? I made your basar into basar b'chalav. Well, what do you say? Is that hezek nikr or hezek sheni nikr? Huh? What do you think? Everyone agree it's sheni nikr? Everyone agree it's sheni nikr? I could taste it. It's a taina. It's a taina. Could taste it as a good taina. Prima Godam has such a taina, but wait a second. Amar is tasting nikr. You're right. Let's put aside the possibility of tasting it. I watch you. You take a milk spoon. Are you allowed to taste it? You allowed to taste it? Now let's say you put a milk spoon into my flesh of chicken soup and you stir it. That's the hezek nikr ain't a nikr. Let's say, toisus, it's ain't a nikr. Can't tell on a spoon. If I put cheese in your chicken soup, that's nikr. Everyone can see it's cheese and soup. But if I take a spoon, can't see a spoon's malachik. So if I stir it with a spoon, Mukhar says a shade of nikr. Milchik a kalim, Shulchanar says you make a sin. But it doesn't say everybody has to make the same sin. Let's say I put it in a spoon that had no sin. I stirred it. So it tastes as hezek sheni nikr. Like Rashi, the Rambam, L'chayritz also has a sheni nikr. So usually you can't look at a chicken soup and see if it was stirred out of a milk a spoon. So like everyone, it's hezek sheni nikr. What's the din of hezek sheni nikr? Mezid is chayiv, shayvig is potter. Zot to Shara Melech. Here, even the mezid, you'll be potter. Based on our tesis. Why? If you're amazed, you'll be potter. I to knas has a shayna nikr. So why are you potter? Because you're both going to lose. If I stick a milk a spoon into your flesh of a pad, just like you have to kasha your pad, I have to kasha my spoon. Zakta Shar Melech, when they both lose, he says like Tosis, that in a case where they both lose, there's no knas on a hezek sheni nikr b'mezid. That's what he says. You're very contrary mood today. It makes a lot of sense like Tosis. Now, is this a raya we paskin like Tosis? It's a raya we paskin like that the Shamel paskin like this part of Tosis. Whether Rashi and the Rambam agree with this Nekuda that we don't cancel when it's a two-way loss, Pashtus, Rashi and the Rambam disagree. Pashtus is, Tosis is saying, Rashi and the Rambam learned this Gemara is Hezek Sheni Nikr. And Yechayev is, you're amazing. Tosis is saying, it's not true. You're not Chayev al Tmezim, because they're losing in both directions. And when both sides lose, there's no Knas. If so, the fact that we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't paskin, Shar Melech paskins, it's Hezek Sheni Nikr, would seem to be a raya. Now in Shulchan Aruch, in Chayshim Mishpat Simen Shin Pei Hei, Sifkat Nalef, the Pesachei Tshuva brings this Shaila, he does not bring the Shara Melech, he brings this Shaila, and he brings from the Prima Gadin the Taina that was mentioned before. Prima Gadin says, if you aser it min b'minai, you put the Vela into Basar, that's any nikr, can't taste the difference. When I put basar into chalav, a chalav into basar, the tam is nikr, and therefore it's called a hezek nikr. So Prima Gadim says. That's called a hezek nikr because the taste is noticeable. Now that Prima Gadim depends also on Rashi and Tosis. According to Tosis, it would certainly be called nikr. I could taste it. According to Rashi and the Rambam, Pashas also it's nikr. It's nifsatsurasai. Meat that has milk taste in it. That's just, this taina that taste is called nikr. The Shara Melech Mistama holds that taste is not called nikr. So that's the first akuda that's totally in our taisis.
I have as intangibles that there is a large amount of my gefen becoming common.
Cheaper to kasha spoon than the kasha pat.
So, Melody, you can't do it. The whole thing is like you're in this case, or you
First, he's not going to go around causing someone else damage if he's causing himself some damage.
Not
that's his own wine, that's his friend's wine.
Right, but he pours in a little bit of
no, pouring is Nisaf means I make your wine. We're not pouring. But Nisaf is either I pour your wine, I shashk your wine, I have to put my stuff in. Right. Yeah, so it's not, that's not the point anyway. The point you're making is maybe a small loss, big loss. There's one prayer. So we anyway, when we walk away, we have Machlaikis Rashi in the Rambam against Taisvis. If this is Hezek Nikr Klayim, what's Hezek Sha'ina Nikr? Rashi in the Rambam hold with the Ramban that it's Hezek She'ene Nikr, and Yechayiv because it's a class, amazing, on Hezek She'ene Nikr. And Tysus holds this is Hezek Nikr, because it's Tysus Chiddish, that we see from the distance it's Hezek Nikr. One kasha. Why is Klayim Nikr according to Tysus? It still depends on the Nichusa of the owner. We said Ervuvia itself doesn't make something Klayim. If I see your Gefanim mixed with your Zeraim, it's not Klayim unless the owner is Nichole. So if the owner, it needs the owner to be Nichole, that's not Nikr. You can't look at it and see if it's Nichol. So the Kuntra says Shiurim in Bava Kama, he has this Kasha. And he says that you have to say, and it's sort of stuck, so we have to touch up that. That the das, the nichusa, is only a side condition in klayim. The guf haklayim is klayim. There's an exception if you're not happy about it, but it's not the nichusa that makes it klayim. It's the ervuvia that makes it. The side condition is not enough to make it be ein nikr. It's not the same as a food doesn't become tummy unless you make it wet. Yeah, that's the din of the food itself. It's the din in the marashis of the food. If it's not moksha, it's not makabotah. Here it's a zaitik and din that you need nichusa. So that zaitik and din is not enough to make it ein nikr. Kach tzarach loymer, we're stuck. That's how you have to learn. Now this nekuda that he's saying in Taisvis, that nichusa is a zaitik and din and not what makes it klayim. He's going to be very cautious in discussing klayim itself. So Taisus holds a Hezek Nikr. We're talking now like Taisus Hezek Nikr. What? If there's no nichusa, right? But if there's no nichusa, the reason you're potter is because there was no hefsid. You don't have to pay somebody if you had no loss. You only have to reimburse him his loss. So if there was no nichusa, even though it looks like a hezek, but if I didn't cause him a loss, there's nothing to pay. It's only when there's a nichusa and there's a loss, so then, and that accrued 200, then there's a chiyuv to pay. That is going to be very important because the Ramban that we're going to learn tomorrow, which is in the Shmuel Rozovsky Islamic Gimel, and explain me our Gemara, it seems the Ramban says vakept. The Ramban's Nekuda in our sugya is that the Nichusa is what makes it awesome. Seems on the Ramban, I told you I have three conditions. The Revuvia, the question is the Revuvia what makes it? Or is the Nichusa what makes it? Or is maybe you could argue the growing one 200 is what makes it? So those three possibilities, Yitzhashem, we're going to discuss tomorrow. Tomorrow I hope to finish down to the two dots. So be prepared.